Paren, the first requirement to be determined by the National Office with recommendations from the Technology Task Force.
I have a couple of questions. First of all, who is the National Office Secretary? We don't have one. There's no position.
It's whoever's holding that position.
And Chief Technical Officer, if you mean me, that's the National Technical Director.
Okay.
All right, so we'll change that to National Technical Director.
Right. And I don't understand the details of required documentation will be provided to the National Office. I mean...
Wait, where is that? Where are you?
That's the second to last line. I mean, you have the details of the required documentation will be provided by the National Office. To who? I don't, you know, I assume you mean to the National Office.
No, by the National Office to the General Manager.
I see. Once the report is compiled, it will go back to the...
No, if we have... let's say Pacifica decides to start operating surveillance drones. And so you tell the general manager, we have to know how many drones you have and who's operating them and where they come from.
I see, okay.
You call to repair them.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Are you talking about the last sentence, the details of the required
documents? Yeah, I don't find that very clear.
Should it be, will be provided by the National Office to the Executive Director? Should we add that in?
No, our Executive Director is the National Office.
Right.
Okay.
So if you send it to the National Office, that encapsulates, you know, John and me and Levarne and everybody else.
I have one other point. We lost that by the end of 2012.
Yes.
It should be...
Oh, right. Sorry. Let's see. Where was that? Right. I didn't include your amendment. Implemented provisionally by the... So is that the first full report will be implemented provisionally by the end of 2012, right?
Yeah.
I can send this out again.
I don't think that's necessary.
I think that would be great.
Okay.
But before you do that, there's more that's missing.
Okay, go ahead, George.
There was a question about, you know, updating it every 3 months, and can you... You provided a substitute for that, which I don't see in here anymore.
Yes, it's in the second paragraph, the last sentence, because that sentence was moved. So the last sentence now says, this documentation will be updated on a timely basis. Blah, blah,
okay,
blah.
So if we make the first full report, will be due in 2012, then it's complete as far as I can see. Okay.
All right, John requested that it be sent out again.
Yeah, if possible.
What is that?
It's one of the drones we're testing.
I need that for my next science fiction movie.
Okay.
All right, I just sent it out. Now, there was somebody who was not on the task force before, who might not be receiving this.
I believe that's Brian Scherer's.
No, he's not. I added him.
He
should be getting
it. Okay, very good.
That's because that's the point of using this list. We don't have to.
Did you add Michael Novick also?
Well, he's on the committee. It should go to everybody on the committee. All the people who are here and the people who aren't here will all get it.
Okay, I have to step away for a moment for a nature break. I'll be right back.
Okay, Janet's gone. So did everybody get their copy?
We can talk about her.
Be right back. It looks...
What is that? That's wonderful, but...
Well, hi, everybody. This is Russell from WBAI. I'm on the call. I'm sorry I came so late.
Hi, Russell. Glad you're here.
Russell.
Hi.
Sorry, Russell, you're too late. You have to leave.
Okay, well, Wynn, tell Jessica here is going to have to leave too, I guess.
Hello, Jessica.
Who? Jessica Palmer?
Janet? Are you
yeah,
back, I've Janet?
Yeah, I've been for a while, but I didn't want to interrupt again. I didn't think anybody could hear me because I'm driving.
Okay,
all right,
Jessica.
Just stay with us.
Janet, are you back?
I'm glad you're here, though.
Okay, well, if everybody's got a copy at the moment... Okay, everybody's got a... Are we ready to approve this motion now? Okay.
I am.
Is it, anybody object to approving this motion? Okay, motion passes.
How about that?
Okay.
That's a first.
So next, we move on the agenda.
We're waiting with bated breath, Ken.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. Otis, we're going to talk about the decision to stay with the Pacifica email group or go and establish a Yahoo group. Anybody on the stack on that? And Otis, can
George.
You tell us how it's operating?
We just used
Janet.
It, and it works pretty well.
Okay.
I mean, we just finished using it three times, and it seemed to work. I mean, the real advantage is, I mean, there are really kind of two advantages that I would suggest. One is it's not sticking in Yahoo's machines, and the other one is we don't have to create Yahoo groups and then make sure they're in sync. Once somebody's into the PNV system, they're on that list. So it's just a lot simpler. I'm not sure. The only advantage I've heard of the Yahoo group, I had a conversation with George and I talked last night. Actually, I did most of the talking. But one of the things Yahoo apparently does is save everything. There's nothing to stop us from doing that. The point I made to George last night was that sometimes things you send as attachments really should be put up as documents in the document place, because the document repository, Janet, what did you name it? You gave it a great name. Janet Kay, are you back? No.
Not yet.
But anyway, that the document repository persists. You know, that stuff stays there forever. My consideration in setting up the email list was that it be secure among the members of the committee so that they could speak freely without worrying about, you know, it coming back and biting them later. So my suggestion, what I said to George, was I would put things that you might attach, I would put them in that document repository. For instance, the motion that we just approved. If that went into the system, the voting system, then it would be there. But there's nothing to stop us from putting that up as a Word doc or something in the document repository so that we know this was a motion, you know. And in the description, you can say it was passed. So I don't know what we want the Yahoo groups for. I don't know what the advantage is except that one thing that
Russell
I heard from George.
Russell, for
thank
the
you. Thank you, Otis. Who was that? Who's
Russell?
On the stack?
Russell?
Anyone else?
I had asked to be on the stack as well.
George. Okay,
George.
Let Russell go. Go ahead, Russell.
So first, a question about a point of information. The non-Yahoo option, that is our own system, our own listserv, where would that be stored? Is that going to be on our own Pacifica servers?
Yeah, no, it's all on our servers. That whole system is on our servers. And
so
what I was saying was I wouldn't store the email. I would choose not to store the email unless we decide we want to.
Why would you not store it?
What I'm trying to do is make it so that it's completely secure among the committee members so that they don't have to worry about, you know, something coming back and biting them later. They can speak freely on that list. That
okay, change to the stack, too. I'll be on the stack, too. Go ahead.
That's a judgment call. That's a judgment call on my part, Russell, and I could be wrong. I'd be the first.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not finished.
Okay, Russell, go ahead. One more question, and we go back to the stack. Go ahead.
What I'm concerned about is that, first of all, this is, you know, public stuff, so discussions should be at least kept for the sake of this group historically moving forward so that we have a repository of decisions we make and things that we've decided already so we don't, number one, repeat past efforts, and number two, you know, actually the opposite of protecting people, but just making available what the discussions have been like so we remember who said what. And how? I mean, that's always very important and always a very difficult thing in organizations to do. And it's often the cause of a lot of grief that people don't have institutional memory of some sort. So I just would be concerned that the backing up was not being done, if backing up wasn't being done of these things and they're not being made available. You know, with Yahoo groups, the thing is just, you know, it's there and it will be there and they'll take care of backing it up. We don't have to worry about that, and I just don't see what the problem would be. There would be problems if we did it on our own stuff, and you know, for example, somebody can't continue to do the maintenance of the systems or the backing up, and then things get lost, and there's a discontinuity in the work of the committee.
I don't think that would happen.
May I speak? Can I speak to that?
Happens all the time.
Thank you, Russell. Let's get Otis to respond, and then we go to George.
First of all, Russell, I have to tell you that we do maintain the servers in a relatively professional manner. So it's not like I have somebody in the middle of the night down in the basement backing up. The second thing is, as I said, my issue is that it's a judgment call as to whether or not we want to save that. Okay, and I'm making a distinction between motions and discussions. In terms of the official memory of the foundation, the minutes are the official memory. The discussions are not part of the minutes. They do not go into the book. And I personally would not keep the discussions because I don't think they're relevant. And I do understand what you're saying, but I don't think they're relevant. This is an issue that can be determined. It can be done either way. We could save all of those. It is possible to do that. It's just that in my thinking, I chose not to. That doesn't mean that it has to be that way forever. If we determine we want to save that stuff, then that's what we'll do. But this, in respect of Yahoo Group versus us, we're just as good as Yahoo Group.
John, to the stack.
About the same situation right now.
Okay, Otis, thank you. We have George, then Ken. I put myself in the stack, then John. So, George, go ahead. I had an experience with the programming committee yesterday, which is that I tried to add everybody who is on the committee to the Yahoo group, and I did it as far as I could tell. The Yahoo thing said, you've done this. In order for them to add, they have to respond. They have to become, they have to do something in order to become a member after that. And somehow they didn't get the notice, and I don't know how that happened, but Yahoo failed to send it out somehow. But the main point I want to make about that is that the official membership is the list that Otis and John keep mm-hmm. on the PNB servers. That's where, as LSBs, you know, elect people to these committees, as they change, you know, you're on when that list is updated. And so that is always going to be the current people on the committee.
And it
won't be any lags with, you know, the manager of the list changing it to sort of make the people, you know, bring people on, and maybe they don't see it right away. So I think that's an advantage. As far as the other question is concerned, I think we should just have a subsequent discussion. I would like to see us continue to use the list that have been developed within Pacifica. There are other linkages that can be done with them that are really kind of interesting and possible as a result that are specific to our needs, which Otis hasn't really talked about yet, but he talked about to me some in the conversation last night. And I can only say I've had problems with the Yahoo group list at various times, being able to access it when I wanted immediately. These things, you know, they're right there. Once you're on it, you're there. You can easily access it. You don't need a password. Well, you need a password to log in, but besides that, you don't have to do it every time. So I like it. I think we should go forward with what's been put together, and then have a discussion about whether we want to save the stream of emails to the list.
Thank you, George. I'm Ken, then John, and then Janet. So my statement is I concur with Russell that you want to maintain anything sent as a message distributed to all members and be retained. I know I'm using the Yahoo group. I send out an agenda, and then it saves me time when I want to do it again. I go get the old agenda. I can see I can go back and look at messages. There's a lot of discussion on issues, at least in other committees. And you can go back and see all the correspondence, and it's all in one bucket on the Yahoo group. It's not interspersed in your regular email. So I think there should be an accessible place where you can go back and see an inventory of all messages sent. And they should be retained so that it puts all of the conversation in an escrow. If it's going to disappear, then, you know, everybody's going to be responsible for saving it themselves. And most of us on the PNB get way too much mail and from too many places, some of it relevant or not. I'm on four committees. Most people are on, like, four or five committees. So to have it in, like, a Yahoo group is, like, there. I can go there and see all the email for that group and see what people are talking about. I can read it or not, but it's available. Other than that, I'm fine with it. The only other thing was the retention of the membership. I mean, the retention of the messages sent back and forth. And there are advantages in security. Oh, and the other issue that Russell brought up is not trivial, which is you're adding a burden to the national staff, which is Otis, who's ever handling this interface. And if we implement this is, let's say, a trial run with technology and governance or programming, whoever you're running it. But if you start multiplying at times all the committees, it does become an additional task. So that's my only other consideration. And you know, even Otis gets to take a day off once a year to go see his girlfriend or whatever. So there's times when we might not have the resources to maintain the service. Okay, I'd like to
respond to that.
I will allow Otis to respond to that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. So we'll have Otis and John and then Janet. Go ahead, Otis.
Russell for the stack again.
It is really designed to be automatic. The whole thing is designed to, you know, not require human intervention. Unless there's a disaster, and the same thing could happen to Yahoo, you know, when some Russian decides they don't like them. You know, that particular issue I don't consider as significant. Once the thing is set up, it works. And that's pretty much consistently the way the stuff that I've done works. I don't maintain the calendar. I don't do anything, really. Occasionally there's something. But that thing and the email that you all get and all that stuff is happening automatically. And that's the way that the systems are designed to run.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you. So we go to John, Janet, and Russell. Go ahead, John.
Okay, well, Otis said most of what I was going to say. I had a question for Russell. Do you want to keep the messages within that year or have them for everybody that comes forward on the tech committee can look at the year's past messages? I mean, I think a lot of that's going to be spam at that point, and, you know, because again, what Otis said is that the minutes of what motions were passed, who showed up at the meetings, those are the documents that actually the new tech committee, let's say of 2013, is going to look at. They're not going to want to look at that. All that discussion stuff after the fact, I think, is really spam. But the question is, do we want to keep it within a year? You know, how do we want to do that? And also to talk about the security issues of, you know, backups and everything. We have mirrored hard drives for our boot drives, which hold all the programming, the operating system, all the data. We also have a separate backup drive that gets all that data on, I think it's on a weekly basis, Otis. Is that correct, or a daily basis?
No, it's actually it's daily.
So we get a daily backup. So we have
about three different backups. There are a number of different backups that are running in different forms, but the backup of the database and the contents happens every day.
So unless there's in Texas is blown up or something, we're not going to lose the server.
Okay, thank you, John. We'll stay with the stack. So we go to Janet, then Russell. Russell will answer your question when he gets to his point in the queue. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so sorry I kind of missed a little bit at the beginning of this.
Oh, the motion passed. The motion passed.
Which motion?
The motion.
Your motion.
On the documentation.
Right, but this is this new topic. This different topic.
New topic is
Yahoo Group versus Pacifica Group. So
correct.
Let me see if I understand this. The discussion is about whether to use Yahoo, the Yahoo group, or the Pacifica system group, the group that Otis and John have designed, and is already being used for both document retention and for emails, emailing. Is that sort of correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and so...
Point of information, for a moment, Janet. Otis really liked the name you gave to the document depository. Do you remember what you called it?
What I called it
yeah,
when?
Yeah, Janet, you gave it a name, and I just don't remember
document
what it was.
Repository? I don't know. Did
was
I
that
say that?
No, I don't think so. I think you said something a lot cooler than that.
Well,
right. Anyway,
this is being recorded, so maybe you'll have to listen. I don't remember.
Yeah, go back and look, right.
Okay. Anyway, so some of the issues are that we're talking about is archiving of the documents. That's like a no-brainer. But then we're also talking about archiving committee email messages, which I prefer, or I think should be done as a record. And I just wanted to make one other point that the membership list, I did notice over the last month that at least KPFA's was not up to date, and I communicated with, I think, Otis. I can't remember whether it was both Otis and John, and they were updated, but I don't know what the process is in terms of keeping those up to date and whose responsibility that is and what the process is. I'm done.
We're at time, I think.
That we could have.
Okay, but thank you. So let's, did you say...
Can we call the question?
Well, let us just finish the people on the queue, and then we'll call the question. And then
I don't have a motion.
No. That'll happen at the end. Go ahead. Russell, you're the last one on the queue. Go ahead.
No, I had asked to be on the...
All right, George also. Russell, George, and then we're done.
Yeah. My experience is that when there are already solutions to IT problems on the shelf and you can take them off the shelf and use them, but you instead develop something in-house, you're asking for trouble, you're spending money that you don't need to be spending, and you're spending resources that could be better used somewhere else. I mean, Otis said at the last meeting that he has issues with being overwhelmed with the kind of work that he's doing, and it just doesn't work that you create a program and it forever works the same way going forward. Things change, and for example, the operating system is going to have to be upgraded. When you upgrade the operating system and you have a problem, you know, if you're not doing everyday maintenance on the system, and that change comes, it could affect the way your system is running if you wrote your own software. And if you are not maintaining it on a daily basis and you don't remember all of the details, then adopting your program for the new situation or the new operating system could be a real headache and can be a real problem. When you take an off-the-shelf solution where the people like Yahoo is working on this all the time, that's what their people are dedicated to doing. And why do we have to take the burden of paying for that kind of ongoing management or maintenance of a software system when there's this free alternative that doesn't cost us a penny, and it's just out there, and we'll do everything we want it to do? It just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever that we would build an in-house solution for this. And it just isn't true that a system, any system on a modern server, just stays the same forever and runs forever. That just doesn't happen. Things change, and they're constantly being upgraded. So it doesn't really make sense to me. I just don't see what's the motivation for this. I'm not clear about why you would want to do this and have this extra expense of maintaining this. And to answer your question, I think, John, you asked the question, am I suggesting to go forever? I think that's for the other discussion. We said maybe we should have another discussion about whether and how we want to keep the material open in the going forward. I don't agree with the idea that the only thing that's relevant to the minutes, that's simply not true about committee work like this. The intentions of what people had in mind are often very relevant in interpreting what motions have been passed or submitted to a committee. So I don't think that just stuff becomes legacy stuff and goes and becomes, as you put it, spam. Things are relevant going forward, but I think we should leave that for another discussion. I'm talking fast because I don't want to waste more time on this. But anyway, those are my thoughts on all of that.
Thank you, Russell. Let's go to George.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's already been done. The system, the in-house system already exists.
It's not already done. It's going to require changes in the future.
Well,
okay, Russell, let George speak. Go ahead.
What I hear from Otis is that we can change it in the future if we want, but we certainly don't have to. The thing that I really like about it is that the entries made into the list for this committee and every other committee are all the people who are appropriate and only the people who are appropriate. So you can be sure when you send something out to the list that it gets to everybody on the committee. I don't know how many times I've sat on a PMB and have people say, well, I didn't get it. I didn't get it. You know, I can't vote on this because I didn't get it. And that's been true also on Yahoo groups, because there has to be an administrator for the Yahoo group, which is typically the chair of the committee, which changes, you know, yearly. He has to learn how to do it, and there's a period of time before the full group of people actually gets migrated, or when people get taken off, if he gets a chance to, you know, go and do it. So there's this sort of, you know, lack of synchronization between the official structure and our ability to communicate within the official structure when you're using an outside structure to do it with, and it has to be managed by somebody, better or worse. I kind of agree with you that keeping track of the emails is a good idea. If people want to go back and look to see what happened, you know, it's fine. And as Otis says, it doesn't take much to do that. So I think we should try this out, see how it works. And I doubt that there's going to be any significant ongoing expense for using it.
Okay, thank you, George. So we're at time. Does anybody object to continuing to use Otis's system and not setting up a Yahoo system at this time? Well, there's no objection. So that's the way we'll go. We'll stay with the Yahoo group. I mean, excuse me, we'll stay with the Pacifica email and group service. So next is to set up an agenda for the next meeting. I don't think we have time for that. It will take too long to discuss. I will send out a proposed agenda. People can email in recommendations. And then we'll just take it up in the next meeting. The next meeting is scheduled for 1 month from today on the, what is this? Is this the third Tuesday or the second Tuesday? I don't know where we are. There's the second Tuesday of the month. The second Tuesday of June. And that being said, we don't have any action items except for I will forward this motion to the PNB and get it brought forward, the motion that we passed.
Ken, could you send a cleaned up copy to all of the members of this committee,
yes,
please? Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. That being said, everything's done. Successful meeting, and we're ready to adjourn. Anybody opposed?
And Ken, would you also post it on the documents list for the committee?
Okay, will do.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.
Motion to adjourn.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.